text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the number of Irish passports issued this year is just under 500,000. There are many factors for the surge in demand, including a general increase in the number of Irish residents travelling abroad and, of course, a growing population. There's also been a significant increase in passport applications from applicants in Northern Ireland and in Britain since the Brexit referendum in June 2016. With me in our studio now to answer all of your passport-related questions is Fiona Penelar, Director of the Irish Passport Service. Thanks for coming in, Fiona.
Thank you very much.
And for anyone listening, if you have any questions about passports, text us now to 51551. You can email today, SOR. First of all, how long, Fiona, is the average wait time now to get a passport?
So I suppose the best way of looking at the turnaround times is how you apply. So there's a couple of different ways of applying for a passport. The best, the quickest, the cheapest, it really is applying online. So if you're renewing your passport, whether you're an adult or a child, anywhere in the world, you can apply online. So it takes on average about, well, we say give yourself a good 2 weeks. However, about 12% are done in between 1 and 2 days. 50% are done in a week. But as I say, I would always say to people, give yourself that good 2 weeks. And if you're living abroad, give yourself the extra postage time as well. If you are not comfortable using online, even though I would really say to people that it is actually a very simple service, you can use the Passport Express, our partnership with Unpost, and that takes between 3 to 4 weeks. If, however, you are travelling tomorrow or you're travelling Wednesday, and it does happen,
they'll all be phoning you in there. I need a passport. Yeah.
And that does happen too. But people, you know, if people look at their passport now and start to have a bit of a panic, they're travelling this week, we do offer in our public offices, both in Dublin and Cork, a quicker turnaround service. In Dublin, there are about 30 appointments a day that you can actually get it on the day. And other than that, there are also a good number of appointments every day in Dublin and Cork that you can have it within the week or so.
Now, as you say, you recommend the online, but one of our listeners has just said that they filled in the online application, their photo was accepted, the money was taken out of their account, but then a week later they got a text from the passport office to say the photo had failed their test and that the money would be refunded. How can that happen?
I don't know is the honest answer. Yeah. That seems like a very strange one. We also don't send texts. We send emails. So I'm wondering, has someone done something a little bit strange there? What can happen is that sometimes your photo can pass the initial checks, and then when someone looks at it, it isn't quite right. And it is really important, obviously, on your travel document that will last 10 years, that your photo is right. So we will email people and get them to resubmit a photo on occasion, but that doesn't hugely delay your application.
Okay, tell us about the photos, because I know myself, even with children, they're a nightmare. Like, tell us the way the photo is meant to be.
So I suppose for the online, what we've done is really focused on that photo and the photo taking, because as you say, it can be a complete nightmare. There are three different ways that you can get your photo taken. One is, I suppose, the old traditional route, which is you go to a photographer or you go to your local chemist and you get your photograph. For the online, what you ask is for it on a USB key. The second one is probably our most innovative. It's our partnership with a couple of different providers, including PhotoMe, Fuji Ireland. And what you can do there is you go into the photo booth. Not only will they give you your photos on paper, but you'll get a code. So when you go into our online, you just enter the code. So for people who are a little bit worried about technology and, you know, afraid of taking the photo, that's the way I would say is the best way to go. We do offer the third option, though, where you can take your photo at home. And you'll notice I don't say take a selfie, because your arm needs to be about 8 foot long to take a proper selfie. I don't know many people like that. But what you do is you get someone else to take the photo for you.
And you can't smile on the photos, you can't.
No, so the smiling changes the dimensions of your face. So when you smile, obviously the measurements of your mouth are different, and you don't smile the exact same way every time. So therefore, people are asked to have a straight face. Yeah. Now, for a child that's 3 months old, that's fine. You know, that is not going to be a problem. For the 6 month old, one eye closed, that's also okay. So people shouldn't worry. For very young children, don't be panicking. Okay. However, for older children, for adults, you know, you do need to look straight onto the camera. You do need to keep a straight face. We need to see both your ears. There's a couple of different things like that.
What do you need to see the ears, by the way?
So again, it's measurements.
Okay.
So when you're going through the e-gates, for instance, you will see that, your photo comes up, and or going through Heathrow, people basically measure your face. And so all the different points in your face, the measurements. So that's the reason for the ears.
Okay, some of our listeners. Morning, Miriam. I applied online for passport renewal last Monday, the 15th, and it arrived in the post this morning. That's 1 week. Excellent service. That's from Adrian. Another says, hi, Miriam. My passport is out in January 2020. Can I travel around Europe in August on this passport, even though there are less than 6 months on it? Thanks.
Yes, you can travel within Europe with less than 6 months validity. However, if you're going to somewhere like Turkey, you need the 6 months validity. So what I would definitely say, yes, you're fine travelling in August, but don't leave it till December or January to apply. When you come home, give yourself plenty of time. You never know, you might win some holiday somewhere and need that passport quickly. So apply in September when you're home.
What's the difference between a passport book and a passport card?
So the passport book, I suppose, is the staple. It's what we're used to. The passport card is an optional extra. For people who are travelling a good bit, or for people who are fortunate enough to need to show identification going into a nightclub or a pub, a passport card is a really handy thing to have in your wallet. It's literally a credit card size passport. It is valid for travel in Europe, but it is that optional extra. Everyone still needs to hold a book. You don't need to bring it with you when you're travelling around Europe, but you do need to have that as your base document.
And can you renew your passport early? Like if it's not out for another, say, 3 months, can you apply early?
Absolutely. If you're applying more than a year early, we would need to see your old passport just to make sure it wasn't lost and to cancel it. But up to 12 months before the validity is out, absolutely. And as I say, I really advise people, do give yourself that little bit of extra time. Do apply early.
If you've misplaced or lost your passport, as some of us have all done in the past, do you just go through the same process to get a new one, or is there a separate process?
No, when you go online, you are asked to say, is it that your passport is out of date? Is it that you've lost it? Was it stolen? And there's a separate declaration form as part of it, but that's it. It's all part of the same process.
And can you apply for a child's passport online?
Absolutely, just not the first time. So anyone, if a child has ever held a passport, an adult's ever held a passport, you can apply online.
But not if it's the first passport for a child.
No, the first passport requires a lot more extra documentation, obviously extra checking. You know, we have to be extra careful with guardianship, different things like that. So it's a different process. So for that process, I would say use Passport Express and make sure you give yourself at least a month or 6 weeks, because we are extra vigilant, obviously, with first-time children.
Another listener, my daughter needs more pages. Obviously, that must be the passport book. For traveling with her job. She's only 3 pages left and lives abroad. Her passport is in date up until 2024. She works and travels a lot for the World Health Organization.
So, yes, we offer two different products, actually. We do offer a large passport. I would suggest that she applies online now, explains that there is a box to tick that her pages are full. And when she does that, then get a large passport next time. And that hopefully will give her a good few more pages.
You know, when you spoke about a minute ago, a passport book and a passport card, is there any point in having both?
So, as I say, the passport book is the basic one. So yes, that's your passport document. But for people travelling a lot, people using a passport as ID, I would absolutely say it makes perfect sense to have something that you can have in your wallet. It's really handy just to have it there, and for travelling around Europe. For instance, if you need visas travelling to India or somewhere like that, but you also need to pop over to London, it gives you those options. So it's many people find it really useful.
Do you have to pay twice for that?
It's an extra €25 for the passport card, and it's valid for 5 years.
Do many people get both out of interest?
Yes, the number have definitely increased, especially now. When we launched the passport card, it was a test, it was a pilot. So really there weren't as many people applying. But now when you apply online, you have a choice. You can apply just for the book, or the book and the card as a bundle. And quite a few people are doing that, yes.
I was thinking as well, we were talking about children's passport. I mean, if you use your maiden name, as many people do, and you put that in your own passport, is it easier to double barrel your child's name on the passport? I mean, is it hard to travel with a child that doesn't have the mother's maiden name on their passport?
So from a passport point of view, what we would say to people is your child should have the name that they actually use.
Okay.
So it's really, and any, in fact, for anyone, you should use the name you use is what should be on your passport. However, I do know that people occasionally have had at border control, and that's not really a matter for the passport office, but what I would advise people in those situations, just have the birth cert with you. A copy of the birth cert would explain, you know, the variances in names, because different countries can have different ways of looking at these things.
Another happy listener. Hi, Miriam. I applied for my passport on a Saturday in April and had the passport the following Tuesday. It's a great service. What What about names? They're always interesting, I think, you know, in birth certs. They're not always what people are called. So, for instance, you might be Mary on all of your bank documents, but actually Anne-Marie in your birth cert. What name should you use in your passport?
So I would definitely advise people to use the name that they use all the time. So use the name that's on your bank documents. All we need is that proof of usage. And so many people have been using, as you say, the Mary for the last 25 years. We just need to see that and we will put that on your passport. And then for booking flights and everything else, it makes so much more sense. Your passport should be your name of usage.
Because I always thought it would have to be the name in your birth cert. I'm wrong.
So it's your name on your birth cert is kind of the standard. But if you use a different name, once you have that proof of usage for 2 years, and I say most people have it for an awful lot longer because they've always actually been called something else, that's what you should have on your passport.
Last question. We've had a huge reaction. We're going to have you in again, Fiona. Occasionally on a holiday, a hotel will take your passport. Should you ever surrender your passport?
So it's hard to answer that because I know in some circumstances and some countries that is the norm. I would not be advising people personally to hand over their passport. It's actually a great case to have your passport card and you can so you do have then a different document with you. The passport remains the property of the Minister for Foreign Affairs. So yes, temporarily if you're handing it over, it is still the property of the Minister for Foreign Affairs. And I would say to people, it's a very important document and something you should try and keep in your own possession at all times.
Well, Fiona Penolar, Director of the Irish Passport Service, before I go, your surname, it's so interesting. Where's that from?
My husband's Filipino.
So I was just going to say, it doesn't come from County Cork.
No, a few people have said, though, it sounds quite Cornish. So it's an interesting one. But yes, it's a Filipino, Americanized version of a Filipino
name. It's a great name, very distinctive. Fiona Penolar, thanks so much for coming in.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.